You've probably seen examples of experimental archaeology on the Discovery or History channels. These make for good TV. Sometimes people try this on a larger scale to recreate how things like pyramids were built. A good example are the megaliths, or moai, on Easter Island. These statues range from 4 to 33 feet tall and weigh 14 to 80 tons. They have intrigued people for a long time, and there have been some pseudo-archaeological interpretations. Von Däniken claimed that they were left by extraterrestrials. However, archaeology and oral tradition suggests they were erected beginning in a period about 1,000 to 500 years ago, after Polynesians settled the island. It's less clear how they were transported from the quarry on one end of the island to the platforms on which they were placed. Local people often said that the statues walked to their locations, but of course no one took this seriously. In the 1950s, the explorer Thor Heyerdahl strapped a real moai to a tree trunk and dragged it to prove this could be done. Today, this would be strongly discouraged. Later archaeologists suggested they could be moved in various mechanical means, from a wooden frame that suspended the neck to the use of sleds and rollers. They created concrete replicas to prove this was possible. Recently, archaeologists Terry Hunt and Carl Lippo proposed a new variation that has gained greater acceptance. They noticed that the bottom of the statues were often rounded or D-shaped. They suspected that this would make the statues rockable. They speculated that three small groups could have walked a moai. Two groups coaxed it forward by rocking it side to side, while the third group stabilized it from the back. In 2011, they conducted an experiment where 18 people were able to walk a 10-foot, 5-ton replica a few hundred yards. If they are right, it may be consistent with the local tradition that the statues walked.